And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. I don't know who he is, but I think that you do. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I have something in my heart and in your eyes. Tells me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? I'm now when I add the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with grief. Too much for one man, but not enough for two. Dadgummit, who is he and what is he to you? Well, you tell me men don't have much intuition. Now, Lord, is that what you really?
Welcome to Is Radio Time. My name is Ricky Skith. I am your host. I want to appreciate it and thank you very much for joining us today. I know there's been a lot of rumors out there about whether or not this show... just a synchronization. Yeah, thank you very much. Give it up for DJ Dumb Shit.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. whether or not the show's going to continue, well, dag nabbit, we're here and we're still going to continue it. Even though we had some people set up for today, we had some guests. We were going to have these pranksters that are on the YouTube.
But apparently they pranked us and...
I know, they got us.
Yeah, they got us good. They said they're going to come do the show and they didn't show up. And they didn't even call or anything. They didn't even answer. I mean, we called them about how many times today?
Once.
Oh, well. And then I blame the person who invited them. I have to blame that person.
No, I texted them and then they answered back, but...
Dare I ask who invited them?
He's sitting to your left.
Oh, Adrian.
What? Rick postponed on them like at least 3 times.
And you called once. You are so tenacious.
I texted them too. I was like, hey, you guys are gonna come from 6 to 8. And he was like, what time again? And I was like, 6 to 8. And then they never answered.
They were probably like, text message, this is so impersonal and so unprofessional. He should have called us.
Yeah, so they're not here.
Just kidding, Adrian.
Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that screws things up.
No! You don't need anybody other than Adrian. Come on.
I know. We got stories for you, Nikki. You're gonna have a blast today.
I get to meet funky people on Omegle. I mean, this could be so much fun.
Oh, we're doing
we gotta do the Omegle sessions.
We're also doing it. We're introducing a lot of new segments here today. One of the segments is Craigslist ads.
Ooh, cool.
And, you know, I'm looking for work a lot of times in Craigslist, and I find things. I find things that are very disturbing.
You find things?
I find things that are very disturbing.
You're looking for yabs?
I'm looking for jobs, yeah. And
they're yabs.
For example, here's one. Actress to work. Ah, no. Well, I'll get them. I'll get them. I have all these other ones. Another thing we wanted to do is Nikki's.
Yeah.
Nikki's. What do we call it? Nikki's
Nikki at night.
Nikki at night. And basically, that segment is about Nikki going out on dates with guys and getting advice from us. And we're going to help Nikki out with that.
You're going to help me find true love away from the comedy
world. Yeah. And that's possible. That's actually much better.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you're hooking up with too many comedians. That might be a.
That's not true.
I think you like comedians, and comedians are great, but try and find one that's not on stage.
I wasn't hooking up with them. I was dating.
Okay, dating. Okay, well, so what? That's a great way to start the show, okay? Because I had a girl one time. She said we were dating, and so I thought that was just having sex.
That is not dating.
That's not?
I don't think so.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. So dating is just such a gray title. Right. You know, and so we went into a club one time, and she introduced me as her boyfriend, the guy she was dating. And I was like, whoa.
We're just having sex, girl.
That's what my definition of dating was. it got really weird because of that. So when we got back to the house, I had a conversation with her.
Oh, Adrian, I hate you.
And I said to her, I broke out my guitar, and I said...
Girl, we're only screwing.
What does it mean when we're dating?
Oh my God.
I don't get it. Right?
Well, I don't know. The traditional concept of dating, I guess, would be you hit up the girl and you say, let's go to dinner. I'll pick you up. I'll even bring you back home. You don't have to sleep with me tonight.
Yeah.
But that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That was the 80s.
Well, I never did that.
Ever?
I didn't do that. I didn't never took her out.
Oh my God.
I didn't do that.
I didn't do that.
Oh my God.
I didn't do that. I didn't do none of that.
Then you weren't dating, I guess.
Exactly. And so we were just, you know, having a good time boning down.
Yeah.
Right?
Boning down.
Doing the boner.
This is my bruja.
And so I'm trying to figure out, like, what segment is this that we have music playing all the time? When do we do? Are you trying to be Rob?
No. I know, right?
Because you're like doing you're doing what Rob does.
Rob was trying to be me. I'm the sound guy, dude. Remember that?
Okay, but you're doing what Rob was doing, but you're doing it worse.
Oh God!
He's that annoying little like keyboard person in a comedy show that right in the middle of your tag is like.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, don't do that.
Yeah, okay. You see, what he's doing is he's testing out all these sounds now. I tell him to do it on his own time. Nikki, I tell him to do it on his own time, and he does it all now during the show. That's a big no-no.
Now, you see, if you'd been doing your job right and done that on your own time and called the guests like you were supposed to,
we wouldn't be in this position
right now.
Exactly.
Derek, Spreckensy Dick.
Okay. See, that's homework done from before, and you bring it out.
This is when
right
we need
time.
I've got to fill a pill case.
Oh, now you're going to tell me what I put a sound in.
Exactly. Hey, I agree with you on that one. That's right. He's always on a different page.
Know your sounds and how they relate.
And I'll talk to you later about, I'm going to tell you a little story about how a different page this guy's on.
Okay. I will tell you, though, that... one comedian that I did supposedly date, the first date that we went on, it was horrible because I met him at his place. We drove. We were going to go to dinner. We end up going to a comedy show that he's doing.
Yeah, I think you told me this.
Because he had a spot.
Somebody gave him a spot.
So we literally go down to the comedy club, and I hadn't dated for like 2 years, okay?
Okay.
I'd taken a huge break because I was serious about my career, and I wanted to focus.
Right.
But as we're pulling up and walking up to the comedy club, I started getting super nervous because I was like, what if there's another guy comedian that's asked me out that I've said no to, and I'm on a date with this dude?
Uh-huh.
And it happened.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, the dude was like holding my hand, and I'm holding a beer.
Why are you holding hands?
Because he was a gentleman. We were like way in the back. But so this other comedian comes like right in between. He's like, hey, Nikki, what's up? Didn't know you were on this show tonight. I was like, I'm not on this show.
Is this an asshole move if I tell a girl like when walking into a comedy club. No holding hands here.
No, not at all.
Okay, good.
Well, I understand that because I'm in your profession, but if I was the girl that you were dating and I was high maintenance and needy...
You'd be like, excuse me?
I'd be like, you just want all the other girls to think that you're not here with me. That way you can get their numbers too. And this is so unfair. I don't want to have sex with you anymore.
Oh my God. Is that like an international speech that women do? It's like the same thing I've heard before.
This is me imitating my friends. I don't do this.
I've dated some of your friends.
Oh, damn you.
So I'm back at the house with the girl, okay? And I wanted to talk about this dating thing. So I asked her, just like, you know, hey, before we go in the room and bone, I want to ask you a question. You know, what is this dating? Like you said, what's the definition of dating? I wasn't being a jerk. I was like, hey, just really good. What's your definition of dating? And then she kind of went, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then I said, exactly.
Is it,
then why are we going to use that word, dating? And why would I go around introducing you as somebody that I'm having something serious with? This is in this apartment only. Like, we don't want to go around telling people.
That would be funny if you were like, just to let you know, I'm dating several people right now.
Okay, well, hold on a second. That's interesting. We were talking about this, weren't we?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we were talking about this, and... I ended up ending the dating relationship, okay?
Quote unquote.
And the way I did it was, tell me if this is an asshole move.
Okay.
The way I did it was, I said, look, it's not you. It's the fact that I'm seeing a bunch of women and I'm putting you in that position and I don't think you deserve it.
No, I don't think that's an asshole move because if she wants something more serious than you, you're doing her a favor.
Right. I'm just kind of... You know, right at the beginning, right?
And I mean, we all know your dad and what a Casanova he was. It's not like Rick Izquierda is going to just like back off for one chick.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I told her. I said, you know, I'm just seeing a bunch of other people. And then it became a big joke. So.
See, sound person, this is when you needed like David Lee Roth. I'm just a gigolo. Yeah.
Everywhere I go. People know.
Now you want me to get into it.
Adrian's young. It's okay.
I have a funny story about Adrian because we're making this little movie right now. We're making this little documentary for my brother-in-law. It's his 50th birthday.
I was going to say, I don't need to know what you two do together when you're dating.
Yeah. we don't, uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
where that comes from. Where did that come
from?
Oh.
Your sound bites are better.
And so we're making this little movie, right?
Okay.
My brother-in-law is turning 50, so we're interviewing family.
Oh, yeah. This is why we missed our movie.
Yeah.
Date, not date.
We're interviewing family.
Yeah, movie date, not date.
Date, not date.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. You two little rascals.
Shish.
And so we are filming this thing, and we're driving to my brother-in-law's place, and we're mm-hmm. talking about the movie, okay? And you have to understand that his mom's going to be there.
Oh, you know? Really?
His mom's going to be there. So I have to make the movie G to PG. I can't cross the line.
But okay? Would you do the same thing with
kids.
A set? Oh, there's kids. Okay,
it's kids. You know, so it's family thing. So okay. I understand. So we're preparing for that. So, and that's easier.
Right.
Because then you don't have to do so much. And so there's a scene where the kid goes, oh, my dad, I like my dad because he's responsible. He gets things done. Okay. So I tell Adrian, okay, what I want is I want to get a clipboard.
Okay.
And I want like a to-do list. Mm-hmm. And I want, you know, because I have the oldest kid playing the dad.
Aww, okay. You know, like that's cute.
Yeah. And so we have the oldest kid playing the dad. And then I want him like, you know, check off, you know, he gets things done.
Right.
Okay. Adrian Scorsese's version over here.
Hold on.
Adrian De Palma.
Wait.
Adrian.
De Palma.
Yeah, okay, go.
Okay. Quentin Izquierda over here. Okay.
I mean, I opened up the show with a Jackie Brown soundtrack.
Okay, so he goes,
oh my God.
He goes, hey, when he says he gets things done, how about we have him break out a gun and then kill somebody? And then be like, I get things done.
Are you serious?
I'm gonna make them an offer.
You're Adrian Tarantino.
And so I'm like, you're out of your mind. We can't do, they don't want guns. They don't want violence. It's like, now I see Adrian sitting in the editing room going like, dun, 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 dun,
Adrian's that director sitting in the studio going, nothing shocks kids these days, nothing shocks them.
Exactly. How about I run around naked? How about I run around naked? Do you think that'll shock people? Oh, my God, that's so shocking.
What if he just runs in with a machete?
You want to show her the footage?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of want to see this.
He's in this new reality something. Okay, it's a secret.
Really.
It's got to be undercover. You can't talk about it with people.
It's very hush-hush.
It's very hush-hush. That's also...
I can't. I really... No, seriously.
Yeah, no. Seriously, it's very hush-hush. You know, web series, hush-hush.
Hey, it's contract.
Okay, we need to get him off Omegle.
I know, he's meeting some weird people.
I know.
So this guy convinced him, okay, mm-hmm. to play a character. I'm not going to get into it, but to play a character who's a nudist.
Adrian.
And they want him to run around naked.
Kidding. Oh. I'm just joking.
And he's like, he's going to have to run around
you
naked.
You can do any better?
Whoa. Watch it now. Okay?
Oh.
I'm not the one wearing sparkly Nikes today.
See what
today.
I'm seeing right here. Just these kidding. Kids are getting all cute.
He's got sparkly Nikes on. Can we stick his foot up to the camera?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's got these sparkly Nikes.
Yeah, take one shoe off.
And they're white shoes, and the Nike check has glitter.
It's glitter. It's glitter. Where do you find glitter Nikes now in nice sizes?
Now she's turning on you. You were like, oh, I love Nikki because she's like part of my team, and she doesn't make fun of me like Rob and
Nikes.
Rick and Alexis.
I do love Adrian.
And now she's turning on you.
He's just being a little butthead today.
Isn't he?
I'm being a butthead.
Well, first of all, he canceled our movie Undate to make this movie that I'm about to watch.
Okay, so
which I'm not mad at. I think you have a wonderful family. Oh, I love your dad. He's so cool.
Oh, my dad's cool, yeah. Dad's cool. My brothers are cool. Just wait till you get to meet my oldest brother. He's
I actually have to take the headphone off, yeah.
I have to take the headphone. I have one ear off.
Okay, so you're making her watch the whole thing? What is it, like a 15-minute thing?
2 minutes.
This is exactly what our listeners want to see me do right now.
I know, exactly. So while you're listening to that, you watch that stuff. I'll talk about something else that we have going on right now.
I'm still listening.
I did X Games this weekend.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I'm so jealous right now.
Yeah, I got to go to the X Games. I met some champion rally racers.
Oh, my gosh.
Patrick Sandell and Tomas.
Tomas
Häkkinen, something like that. Häkkinen. I had to pronounce his name. I had to keep on pronouncing his name.
What's up, Rick? You couldn't give me a spot on the guest list.
You didn't want a spot? No, I can't.
I'm just kidding.
It's with a private. It's with a company. I can't mention their name, but it rhymes with Lord. So it's an automobile company.
That's cool.
I can't pronounce her name.
See, if you wanted to help me with my dating, you should have just brought me to the X Games. There's lots of 6'2" and over white guys.
Oh, yeah.
There.
You would have loved it there.
Jeez.
You would have loved it, Nikki.
What is your obsession with, like, tall white dudes?
Genetics.
I don't get it.
I don't want to have to pay for college scholarships. I told you this.
Oh, good credit and all that stuff.
I want chance
rich
of athletics.
Family. You know,
not rich.
You know, my sister scored.
Really?
Yeah, my younger sister, she scored.
What? How tall?
He's kind of, how tall is Hugh?
Hugh?
Yeah.
He's about my size now.
Yeah, he's a little bit tall. Yeah, he's not that short. He's a little taller than us. What's that actor's name who replaced Charlie Sheen on?
Charlie Sheen
on Two Men and a Baby.
Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, he kind of looks like him. People say he looks like him.
Well, she did score.
Okay, and he has a very great family.
Really?
Yeah, the parents who were in the Air Force retired, very well off. He's starting his own company.
That's awesome.
You know, so he's doing some good stuff. So that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah, except usually the white parents don't like the Latinas.
Yes.
They don't. I mean, even every serious boyfriend that I've had since high school through college, because I don't have serious ones anymore because I'm an adult.
Right.
None of those moms really, really liked me. And I was a good girlfriend. It's just like this Latina is trying to take our baby away from us. It's not like I'm not trying to get knocked up yet.
Yeah.
I swear. I don't know. I don't know what that is. They just think we're going to ruin them.
Don't take Chester. Leave Chester here.
Oh, my God.
That's not right. Brian's got to stay.
Have you met any white boy named Chester in your entire life?
Yes.
Linkin Park.
Hello.
Please.
Hello, Linkin Park. There you go. Chester.
Chester the molester.
Okay.
Chester the molester.
So I'm working the X Games.
Okay.
That's Zach and Mary, right?
Hey, nice.
Hey, I like those. I like those. Now I know which one.
Yeah, they're good.
Those are from Trader Joe's.
I brought the whole studio Pirate's booty. You're missing out.
These are freaking great. I love
these. You're missing out on some booty, some good ass in this studio.
This is some pirate booty right here.
God. That's white boy booty right there. White aged white cheddar.
We're having a really kickback show today. If you're joining us, if you're here with us right now, you want to call in. Call in 1-800-893.
Yeah, you can give me dating advice too.
9562. We'll be giving Nikki here some dating advice and having some pirate's booty.
Yep. And I'm looking at Adrian's farmer's tan.
Yeah.
Farmer's tan? Yeah, his farmer tan. All right. So I'm doing the X Games.
He's showing her the video now. He can't wait till the break. But
what is this, like the director's cut? You're explaining what you did first or what?
No, it's like an audition tape.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You had to film him doing jumping jacks.
No, I didn't do none of that. I didn't do none of that. I just filmed him interview talking to the...
Okay, who filmed you doing push-ups and jumping jacks naked?
His boyfriend. His boyfriend.
Your roommate.
My roommate.
Your roommate's getting a little too excited.
My roommate. Yeah, so.
Adrian, this is actually pretty hilarious. I wish we could put this on our website.
My roommate. All right, so.
Well, anyway, those that are listening, I'm watching Adrian naked, wearing a backpack, doing everyday activities naked, including, you know, he does P90X in his living room, apparently.
So somebody convinced him to do this.
This is awesome, Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't take much clothing.
He's got good muscle tone, ladies.
The wardrobe department loves him.
Oh, yeah. Just a little powder.
Yeah, just a little powder.
Give her the shine.
Just straight to makeup. Straight to makeup. Can we make that thing look bigger?
I'd love that. When they do the makeup break and they're like, makeup!
What did you get on Omegle? I saw your face. Did you get a penis?
Yeah, I got a dick.
Oh, that's
no, you
gross.
Didn't.
Whoa, oh, now I got an ugly.
Angry,
got,
oh, angry
my God.
Right
looking character.
If some of you don't know, we have Adrian here on Omegle every Tuesday. And what he's doing is Omegle is kind of like chat roulette. Yeah. And so he's going on and on and on Omegle, and he finds people and has them call in. So he's going to try and get somebody to call in today. On Omegle, that is constantly happening. Did you like that video that he showed you?
I did.
You did.
I think that'll get him a lot of people that will undate him.
There you go. There you go. Thank
you. Well, no, it's talking about hooking up. We're calling it undating.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go. Okay. Well, we'll see how that nudist career goes for him. Hopefully, he doesn't get typecasted. You know, then every movie he does, he has to be naked.
I know. You're always going to have to shave your balls.
Is that like considered doing porn, though, if you're naked in a, like, is that considered?
No, it has to be sexually related. Like, you have to be having sex.
You have to have your penis injected into something.
Yeah. When I was bartending down in Hermosa Beach about a year and a half ago, we had a guy on our bartending staff that was in porn movies. And it was so funny because a girl comes up to me and she's like, oh, my God. He's a porn star. And I was like, he's in porn. He's not a porn star. Like, at what point do you become a porn star?
Yeah. I think it's when you get 1,000 hits. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I was trying to come up with the rules. I don't know what the rule is there. And I don't know if I want to know.
I don't think I do either.
I don't know if I, because I might get tempted.
You needed a yab. Look up Craigslist for those yabs.
I need a yab. Well, anyways, I got a yab. I was hosting.
You got a job?
I got a yab. I got a shot.
Got a host
at X Games. I got a shot to host the X Games, and I kind of screwed up a little.
Really?
But nobody caught. Nobody caught on.
Well, now they know.
Okay, you know that wiener joke I do. You got a wiener in your face. Well, I really did that, but nobody can tell what I was doing. You know, I was really messing around.
Ricky Skinner running his tags at the X Games.
No, that wasn't at the X Games. That was at like a real Mexican supermarket in La Puente. Oh, I was really doing that, and everybody speaks Spanish. So when I said you got a wiener in your face, they weren't catching on. Just the people who spoke English were catching on. Over the weekend, I'm at X Games, and I'm supposed to be announcing. A lot of things, okay? And we had on display a rally racer car that was there dedicated to a ex-dead rally racer.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Okay, so it was dedicated. His name was Colin McRae, and he was ex-rally racer. legend, and he passed away in 2006, I believe it was. And so I didn't know this stuff, okay? I didn't know this stuff at all, right? And so I'm with my manager of the event. I'm with my manager, and my manager says, okay, don't forget to announce that the guy's coming to sign at 5 o'clock.
And you forgot.
No, I remembered.
Oh, okay.
But I announced the dead guy.
Oh, no.
So I'm out there going, and don't forget, come at 5 o'clock because Colin McRae will be here at 5 o'clock signing posters for you, the fans.
Oh, my God.
The X Games fans. Colin McRae will be here at 5 o'clock.
And his whole family just starts crying.
No. Well, nobody is saying anything, right? Nobody's saying anything. And one lady just, she saved me. She comes up to me and she just goes,
He'll be here in spirit.
She goes, is there a Colin McRae, like a young Colin McRae, like a new athlete Colin McRae?
Oh, my
gosh. And I look at her, I go, I don't know. And she goes, because there's an older Colin McRae. I go, I don't know which
one
it is.
He's deceased.
And she goes, and the older one's dead. And then I just kind of like really felt small, right?
Oh, my God, Rick.
I felt so bad. And then she goes, yeah, if you look at the sticker on the car, it shows the dates of when he was born, 1968, and when he died, 2007 or 2006. And I look over and I see those dates. Just like,
oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
Imagine if he just showed up.
You should have been like, well, we're competing with Coachella for ratings. We're going to do a hologram. He'll be here signing autographs with a hologram, like Tupac.
No, so then I adapted. I said, yeah, we're going to have a seance here. We got a Ouija board. We're bringing Colin McRae.
Oh, my God.
For a seance. A Ouija board.
His parents are like, we're Baptist. We're Christian. We don't believe in it.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
So those are the things that I go through in these events. And I'm not given the proper information at the beginning.
I'm sorry. I'm sure you did great, though. You're a good fit for X Games. Like, you've got that real cool sports announcer voice.
It was a fun event, and we had this video booth, and people asked people to go in and make a video of themselves, okay, and tell their ultimate road trip story.
Wow, that's actually really fun.
Okay, and so I was trying to get people in there, and it was fun. You know how we're comedians,
right?
We can mess around with the crowd, right? We can do our crowd work.
Yeah.
And so as this couple was going in, the girl comes out, and so I'm on the mic, and I'm like, why don't you go in there with him? Why don't you do it as well? I mean, you're the girlfriend, or is it the ultimate road trip bachelor party? You know, is it, and the wife's not, and the girlfriend's not involved.
At all?
And so, like, the guy was in the booth, and the girl wasn't. And so I was like, kind of like, hey, what are you guys doing? Why isn't the girl in there? Get her in there. Did you just kick her out of the booth? You don't want her in the video? And then people were getting
all
embarrassed.
So you were messing with them too.
I'm messing with everybody. Three girls would walk by and say, come make a video. Three Charlie's Angels.
That's like the best real world confessional ever, because you can like poke and jab and pick at them a little.
Exactly.
Man, Rick, you worked for X Games.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I know I am.
Did I ever tell you? You're my hero.
Please keep singing that. That's so hot. I like it when girls sing.
Oh,
honestly, I think it's such a hot thing. Anybody here? Am I the only one?
Like, I fucking love you.
Yeah.
I don't want to be undating you.
Okay, here's another thing I wanted to talk about. You guys ever hear these scary ringtones?
Yeah.
No?
What is this?
I'm at the ATM, okay?
Okay.
And there's this guy standing right next to me. And all of a sudden I hear, what's the one from Halloween? And I'm just looking around me like, shit, like somebody's going to stab me right now.
Oh, my God.
And that's the feeling. I honestly felt like my stomach went to my throat.
No way, really?
Yeah, I was like scared. That song did that to me.
That's hilarious.
So I'm thinking, like, who has these scary ringtones? You haven't seen these?
I would want to know what my mom's ringtone does to your body, because it's that Sanford and Sons.
Your phone ring.
Really? Your mom has it?
Yes.
Really?
Every time her phone rings, and it's her ringtone when you're calling in, too.
Okay.
So I have to listen to it when I call her. It's horrible.
What did you do this weekend?
Oh.
Not you, Adrian. Nikki.
I got in a car accident.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Nikki got in a car accident.
You were waiting this whole time for that, weren't you? He had it ready. Oh, my gosh.
Nikki got in a car accident. Are you okay?
Yeah, I got T-boned by a little Asian chick.
Oh, man. No way. Really?
No, seriously. In a 2012 Mercedes-Benz C-Class that her daddy had just bought her.
Oh, you're funny, okay?
Oh, you're funny.
You're funny. You're so funny, Nikki. You're so funny.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh. Okay, oh, it's a dummy.
I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I did not know.
Okay, you know Aiko, right?
Yeah.
Aiko Tanaka.
Tanaka. Yeah.
I love Aiko. Aiko's
Kido. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
She's a comedian for our audience out there. Aiko Tanaka is a comedian, very funny comedian, a very cute girl.
Who's the rockabilly chick, though, that's always with her with Don Barris? That's like, next on our show, we have the great Don Barris. And then I go repeat her, and she'll be like, "Have a dog, have a dog, Don Barris."
No, I don't know.
You've
who was
the. You've never seen the Ding Dong Show at Comedy Store?
No, I haven't seen him do
oh
that.
Oh my gosh,
really?
You gotta go.
And
watch
Aiko's
this.
On it. Aiko's
every
on
every single Ding Dong Show. It's Aiko and this hot rockabilly chick.
Okay,
that's like she looks like what's Betty Lane or whatever. She's up there with like the fishnet stockings and the red lipstick, and Aiko's just in her cool little like gear.
Uh-huh.
And they stand next to each other, and whatever Don tells them to say, one girl say it in a very sweet rockabilly voice, and then Aiko will come in and say it in
that's
Japanese.
Coming up.
Yeah, next to that coming up under the store, I say Aiko Tanaka.
look, speaking of Asians, we got two.
Oh,
I'm
yeah?
surrounded by them.
You got some Asians? Are they sticking? Tell them to call in.
Call
It'll
in.
Be great. I want to talk to some Asians. That'll be great.
Hey.
What?
Every, gosh, darn it.
What?
They take every guy, I swear. Every
oh, really?
Guy
they
has
do?
An obsession for Asians.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's just because you guys know they're so.
Really? Are they?
Yeah, they've got a little tight studio apartment down there.
I think I've been with like one Asian. Now I look back,
but
I've been with one Asian, and she wasn't like that. She was one of the fat ones.
Really?
Yeah, she was a little overweight.
How did you find like the one overweight Asian
I know.
Chick?
I don't know. I guess I could find Bigfoot too, right? Along the spots.
She must have figured out in life that they make those special sushi rolls with all the sauce and all the extra shit on them.
So Adrian's like cracking up. He's like, oh, you know what? I told him, hey, we're trying to get a guest because we have the guest bail. So I'm like, hey, call Aiko.
Give me a spot.
Call Aiko Tanaka. Call her up. And so he gets her on the phone. And he's like, before he calls her, he's like, oh, Rick, you're so funny. Oh, Rick, like, you're so funny. Like how she talks to me at the club, right? He's like, and then all of a sudden he gets her on the phone and she goes, I go, it's Ricky Skeeter. She goes, oh, Rick, you're so funny. And then we're just cracking up right there in the car, man, because she just did the whole thing and she's so cute.
Oh,
I love
gosh.
Talking to her.
Oh, my God. So, okay, I'm talking to these girls and they go, so where are you from? And I go, she goes, Canada. And I go, can you hear us? And I go, I have to turn it off for now. And she goes, we heard what they were saying about Asians, rude. And I go, we have a Japanese friend. And then she cut off the conversation.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They thought we were rude?
Yeah.
All right. I like that. I like that.
You're still rude. You're no longer funny.
You're no longer funny.
You're only rude. You're not funny
play
anymore.
Play with you. No fun. You cheat. You cheat.
Is that what they told you when they crashed into you? What's the matter, you?
Oh, my God.
Why are you getting away, Mexican girl?
Oh, no. The funny thing was I didn't.
You're not leaving me alone.
Your car was piece of junk anyway. My car was a piece of junk anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway.
Is that what she said? You call a piece of
She's
junk
like,
anyway.
She's like, my Mercedes hit a 98 Honda Accord.
I take it to Nissan
Mandela.
I only
give you $2,000 for that. $2,000.
Okay. My rear view mirror worth more than your car.
This is so racist. All right. I feel so bad.
Have you ever heard of this joke? Okay, so Nelson Mandela gets a knock at his door.
Oh, my
and
God.
Then it's this Asian dude, and he has a bunch of car parts, and he goes, you sign. And then Nelson Mandela's like, no, you got the wrong dude. And so then they later passes by, and he comes back to the house, and he knocks the door, and then he just goes, you sign. And he goes, sorry, man, you got the wrong person again. The third time he comes around, he goes, you sign. And he goes, listen, you obviously got the wrong person. Who do you have to send this to? And then Nelson Mandela looks at him, and then the guy looks at Nelson Mandela, and he goes, you not Nissan Mandela?
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Is it?
I guess, yeah.
Hey, you were the one that sent me that forwarded email 10 years ago. I remember that joke.
He has to blame it on Rick.
He has to blame it on me, sure.
I have it here.
Blame it on the.
Blame it on the.
Blame it on the.
Adrian.
Yeah, whatever, dude. Whatever.
I have a short one for you. What's a ninja's favorite drink?
Wine.
No. What's up?
What?
Is this really happening?
Yeah, I mean,
Adrian.
I'm so
sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm just going to eat my pirate booty.
I'm so sorry.
Can I get some of that booty?
I'm going to eat some ass.
Can I get some of that booty?
Yeah. Just,
thank you.
Just try and, like, not munch by the microphone.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 booty.
Yeah. That's a pretty good sound effect. Watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Want to record it for next time? Want to record it for next time?
I got a sound for next time. Hang on. We might as well get some new sounds for next week's episode. Hold on.
So, Nikki, your car accident. I want to talk about your car accident.
Please.
What the hell happened?
Well, you know, I was hooking up with a comedian and then going to work.
That's
I'm
how
just
it
kidding.
All starts.
No, I'm joking.
That's how it all starts.
I was joking.
I told you, stop dating the comedian.
I was joking. Okay, so I'm driving to work. I was going to do help out the sushi bar in Hermosa Beach. Heading down Beverly Boulevard. And you know, like, when you're heading east on Beverly Boulevard.
Maybe it was somebody from another sushi bar.
Shut up, that Asian. She's like, we're from Rock Sushi. Get
we're
her.
Rock Sushi. You're not getting to work.
You're not going to work today.
No sushi for you.
Destroy them. We destroy. I'm just kidding.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so anyway, the two lanes on Beverly Boulevard going east are in rush hour traffic, so they're backed up, like, stand still.
Okay.
And you know how they always leave those little, keep this intersection clear in case the lane going west needs to turn?
Sure.
Into a residential street?
Yes.
Well, I'm like, supposedly and coincidentally, the only idiot car going west on Beverly that day. So I'm just like open, two lanes of traffic. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be at work on time. I'm going all the way down 35 miles per hour. This very unintelligent Asian chick, which is an oxymoron, decides she's going to take a chance and just speed through that keep clear section to try to get to the other side of the residential side. And right as she revs her engine and hits the gas and goes across, I'm coming down and she T-bones me on my driver's side door.
On your driver's side door.
On me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going 35. How fast is she going?
Oh, she had to have been, I mean, she literally hit the gas because I heard this Mercedes engine on my side. I just looked to the side for 2 seconds and poof.
So was she stopped or she was?
No, she was coming just straight through.
Okay, just straight through. Now.
Yeah.
Now, when you got this, okay, when you saw that, did you see it at the corner of your eye?
Yeah, it's so funny now because it was like slow motion. I heard the engine, like, because that my radio was turned up. So this was loud.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a brand new C-Class. I mean, come on.
That's how the accident must have happened because she can see on her side, but the Asian couldn't.
Hey, I was a college athlete. I've got peripheral vision, okay? No, but anyway, I just remember seeing it for like
a split second.
And I remember it just hitting me so hard that my whole airbag just exploded right away.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And I had never been in an accident where an airbag had done that. 98.
What year is your car? 98?
Yeah. And an airbag's not just air. Like, there's powder that blows up in an airbag and, like, just it's hot and it's just, it caused cuts all over my arm. The cuts on my arm are actually from the airbag.
Okay.
And then, when I got out of the car finally, because once I like realized and it slowed down and it was done, I could see my whole front end of my car just smoking because my whole left tire had exploded left front tire.
Really?
Yeah. So I like literally unhooked my seatbelt. I could barely move. My neck was hurting and I like crawled my way out of the car because I didn't want it to explode.
How far did the car move? Like how far?
It went all the way across the two lanes of traffic. It was almost by the sidewalk by the time I got out of the car. And I remember I just...
Did you have your seatbelt on?
Yes, I did. Good. I still have some scars
seatbelt
on my stomach from it.
Where? Let me see again.
I think it's gone now, but yeah, there's still a bruise. It's almost gone. But the seatbelt catches you here.
I didn't know you had such a nice belly.
Exploded from the pain.
You're so funny, Rick.
You're so funny. No, it was hilarious though, because I'm lying on the ground.
That's not hilarious. There's nothing hilarious about that.
There's nothing funny about this entire story.
Afterwards, maybe.
But very painful.
You're gonna find some comedic relief in this.
Okay, okay.
So I'm lying on the ground, and the sun's like right in my face, and all these people are just like hovering over me, like, take my information. I saw everything. I'll help you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they
the ambulance people are like, get away from her. And I'm like, no, I need their info. Mm-hmm. And they're just shooing people away. Yeah. And I have people tossing business cards at me. Like, call me. I'm like,
lawyers and stuff.
Yeah, huh? I'm like, why can't this be the way it is at the comedy clubs?
I know, huh?
People just take my business card.
Why can't you be bookers?
Oh my gosh. I had one lady that was like, give her water. I'm like, I'm not thirsty. It's fine. And she's like pouring it in my mouth.
She came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I'm like, don't put the neck brace on me. That's so unattractive.
Maybe she thought she was like on an Asian game show.
Yeah.
Maybe she was on an Asian game show.
The one that's kind of like Wipeout.
Oh, Treasure.
This is such a racist episode for our show.
What? It's not racist. What's so racist about it? I mean, we could sit here all day long and make fun of Hispanics.
Yeah.
But I'm tired of making fun of Hispanics.
No, the worst part about it was they took me to Cedars-Sinai, okay? So I'm in the emergency room hallway in my hospital bed. They park.
Did you get T-boned by another Asian in a wheelchair?
Worse, they parked the old lady.
I'm
this
so
time.
Sorry.
It was the old lady. She just rolled up on me. I didn't know what to do.
T-boned you in the hallways of the hospital.
T-boned. That just sounds
so dirty.
Oh my god.
There was one senile chick that they put like right in front of me. She's like, I'm gonna be uncooperative. Yeah, I don't wanna be. Leave me alone. I told you I'm going to be uncooperative. You're going to regret it. Don't do anything you'll regret. I promise you. You'll be sorry.
I'm glad we know what Nikki's going to sound like in 40 years from now.
Nikki Bernal.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a voiceover artist, so just kidding. No.
Oh, her grandmother was just here.
No, there really was a scene in LA, and then the worst part was the girl next to me that they park in the emergency hallway with me, her hospital bed, was the Asian chick that hit me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They park her right next to me, and then they moved her down a little.
Did you kick her ass?
But I could hear her behind me, and some girl comes in that, I guess, was with her at the accident. They took me first because mine was more serious. So the ambulance came, took me, and then another one took her. And I hadn't talked to any cops yet at all or any of my witnesses. I knew it wasn't my fault. But some girl comes in, and I had to ask them to move me because the girl's like, don't worry. We'll figure something out, honey.
To you?
Don't worry. To her.
Oh, to her.
Yeah. I look at my doctor. I'm like, can you please move me? Yeah. Please move me before I throw something at her.
Honey, she's Hispanic. They don't have insurance.
She's like, we'll figure it out. She's probably on the phone with 10 of her cousins.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And she was like, okay.
She was texting for a good deal on whatever she was doing today. So she was on Groupon.
Do you think she was actually on her phone or anything distracting her that made her do the accident? Or
I have no idea. I think she just literally, like a doofus, thought, oh, I can just cut across four lanes of major traffic and just not die.
I got a Mercedes.
It's a C-Class.
I got a Mercedes. Everybody get out of my way.
It's not a lease. We own it.
You ever do this? Like, I like to do this on the freeway a lot. When I see somebody in a Mercedes or a Porsche or, you know, just somebody who feels they need to speed like crazy.
Yeah.
And I see them coming from behind.
You just kind of slow on your brake.
No, like I'll be in the lane and they'll be going for the empty lane.
Oh, okay.
And they go for an empty lane, and then I'll move into that empty lane.
Such a dick.
And then I'll slow down, and I'll make sure like I have a nice like synchronized line with all these cars,
right?
Like on the freeway,
right?
And I'm on the fast lane.
Oh, you.
And you see like they're going crazy, and I'm just like, what? Just relax.
You're like, relax, Lambo, relax.
Yeah, you're gonna get there, man.
What kind of car is yours?
Mine? Oh, you're really going to look up a picture of my shitty car.
No. I'm going to look up a sound for your shitty car.
98 Honda Accord.
Honda Accord?
Oh, yeah. You know what the most degrading thing about the whole experience was? So my personal injury lawyer is a friend, and I'm in the hospital bed. I have him on speakerphone. He's like, take pictures of everything in your neck brace, any pictures of your arm. So I'm taking selfies in the hospital.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, God, this is so embarrassing. The hospital staff's like walking by. They had to have known what I was doing. And it was just so embarrassing.
Now, here's a question for you.
Yes.
Was the other driver wearing a hoodie?
No.
Oh.
She was actually a pretty Asian chick.
That would change things.
I know.
Because then you'd be racial profiling.
I know, right?
That's not right.
That's not right.
Or she was wearing all black with her face half covered.
All black.
If she was carrying some stars.
Did she have a bomb strapped to her? Maybe. I don't know.
That's so funny.
Interesting stuff. Well, I'm glad to see. You know what? I just want to say thank you to your higher power.
Yes.
Thank you to what religion are you?
Catholic.
Okay. Thank you to your Pope.
Catholic.
You got to call the Pope up and thank him. Okay. You got to actually. Were you here last week?
Yeah. No, I was here the episode when we did the Pope thing too.
So because they have a new gay church called.
We had another episode though when they were bringing in the new Pope, remember?
Yeah, we did
that and
we had the Pope call in.
I was part of the crew by then. Yeah,
I was the Pope.
Hey, I had somebody come up to me last night and want to go before me on a show.
Oh no. Like, here we go.
Okay, can I go before you? And then I said, "No, I want that. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been here since the beginning of the show. I want that spot."
And so he probably went in there just.
And then, then we were like, kind of like all these comedians standing outside. And then he started just going off on me.
After you?
No, going off on me, like just mouthing off.
Really?
Like saying, "Oh, okay. So when we had our shows and you came by and you asked for a spot and you were like, just 5 minutes, we gave it to you. Oh, and then you want to call us to call in for your radio show all the time. Fine.
Are you serious?
And I thought he was joking around, so I was kind of giving him time.
Not going to ask that person no more.
I was waiting. I was like, okay, I think he's just joking around.
And he asked you and not the producer or the host?
He asked the producer and the host.
And they
first,
said, well, you got to
And then they kind of came
Rick.
Together.
Oh,
and then
no.
they came together. And then...
How long were the spots that you were doing?
10 minute spots.
He really couldn't wait 10, 15 minutes longer?
That's what I said, you know.
Because Rick was going to break down the crowd.
Oh, my favorite is when I'm on a show with like a friend or somebody that's like a little bigger than me. They're like, I got to get on right now. I got stuff to do. I might have another show. I got to go. And then they end up moving me and put that person. And then all of a sudden, as soon as I'm done with my set, they're just chilling out, talking to other people or schmoozing. I'm like, oh, you really had to go, huh?
Yeah. Well... After all said and done, after like it was like 2 minutes of
your face is so classic. You just did that.
I was just like, oh my god! And so I go to
the producer.
I just kind of tap the producer on the arm. And I said, just give it to him. Just go like, just give it to him because that was amazing. I was shocked. There was more to it. But I just don't want to.
He must be having a case on the Mondays.
I don't know. You know what it was? I saw him talking to paparazzi.
You got some evidence.
You know what it was? I saw him talking to some girls. I saw him talking to 3 girls right when he got there.
You know what? He wanted to undate them. Okay, so you got to give it to him.
I think he wanted to impress him.
Okay, so
it's okay because they probably hired an Asian that's going to be T-boning you tomorrow.
Oh no!
You're so funny, Nikki.
I'm so funny.
I'd rather have a teabag than a T-bone. Yeah, all right.
Oh, great. Now we're all doing sound effects.
What are you, Rob?
Welcome to the Is Time sound effects show.
Here we go.
I don't think I'm Rob.
Rob thinks he can come in here and just all of a sudden do all the sound effects and just puts the music. Play some random hip-hop artists all the time.
I'm sorry. Rob is an actor. I am a voiceover person. I do not do acting, okay?
I'm an actor after today.
Okay, here we go. Here's another one. Okay. Here's another one. This guy just drives me nuts. First of all, okay, you know, there's always a mystery. Is he gay or not? What is it? You know?
Yeah.
And so it's... I'm like, Nikki, how dare you?
I'm just kidding.
Right? Okay, so,
excuse me.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
So we're driving to, and we talked about this last week, I think, but we're driving to a show, and I've been making it a joke now, and it's hitting. You know, and we're driving to a show, and they're talking about porn. And then Chris Dunham goes, yeah, Asian porn. I hate Asian porn. He goes, right? He goes, Asian dicks are small.
What?
Really? And then we all just, like, the car was quiet. And then Rob looks at Chris and goes, see what I mean? See what I mean?
Rob goes, oh my God.
This guy. You see what comes out of his mouth? This guy, right? That's one thing. So today we're filming, okay, Mr. Actor. Mr. Actor. Mr. Actor.
He's a thespian, not a lesbian. Yeah. He's a thespian.
Okay, well, okay, so so I need him to do this line, okay? The line was nobody eats Canadian bacon. Okay. It's kind of, he has to lip sync it. So I have somebody.
Is this for a sketch or what's this for?
This is for that movie, the 50-year-old brother-in-law.
Okay,
so there's somebody saying something. All I need him to do is lip sync it, okay? And so. You hit it right on it. Okay? He's going. The line is, nobody eats Hawaiian pizza. Nobody likes Canadian nobody likes Canadian bacon. And
hang on.
Why is you have it? Okay. And why is Canadian bacon on Hawaiian pizza? It doesn't make sense. Okay. And so there's a part where it goes and, okay, and he would keep doing this. I was behind the camera and he would go, "Nobody likes Hawaiian pizza." And
what?
He'd go like that. He'd go, and.
How did I literally hit
right?
the nail on the
and
head?
And then I go, okay, cut. Okay, Adrian, you're really overselling this. You really want to get an Oscar on this. You don't have to do and. You know, just go, people that like Hawaiian pizza and.
And
Canadian bacon should be a Hawaiian pizza, right?
Oh my gosh.
And he did it, again right after I told him. He goes, okay. He just looked at me, and he's like this too. Nikki, he's like this. When I'm giving him directions.
Oh my
he's
God,
like,
dude.
You're such a diva.
And he would do this. He would go, all right, Rick, you're the director.
Oh my
God.
Oh,
no.
Wow. Oh,
no
wow.
Way.
I did not do that. He is so bullshitting right now. It's not even funny.
Oh my God. I can't even stand this
right now. Fucking bullshitting this entire story.
That's fucking hilarious.
Watch the video.
I watched it.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Christian Bale.
What? Oh, seriously. Look. Okay, so this is what happened. He told me that.
Do you know who I am? Do you know
who
I am?
Makeup. You know what? I got to go to my.
Who are you? Who are you?
I got to go to my motorhome.
You're nothing. Your salary's pocket change to me.
Who eats Canadian? Who has Canadian bacon on Hawaiian pizza?
Oh, my God.
I don't.
I
just won the Oscar.
Oh my God. I like Canadian bacon on my barbecue
my Hawaiian
pizza.
Why am I going to have
Hawaiian pizza?
Canadian bacon on my Hawaiian pizza.
Only for breakfast.
Why? Why, you dirty scum, you pelican? Why? Why? You tell all those guys, I got my friend out here calling me Canadian bacon. Start getting like all characters.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. Okay. So he... Just
you
says,
can put regular bacon on it, but not Canadian bacon.
Okay, he says...
Free-range bacon.
Put some fucking Spam.
Oh, my God. Then it's Hawaiian brunch. You know what's funny is I've never really even thought about that. That is a really good premise. Look at you guys.
Explain yourself. You want to explain yourself.
Explain, Lucy.
We won't interrupt.
All right. I was just sitting there, and he told me do that. And I said, okay. And then I fucked up again. And then I did the same thing without even noticing.
I don't know why my brother doesn't want me to give 110% to everything I do. I just wanted to make him happy.
And the Oscar for best performance.
Well, apparently not you for Canadian bacon.
Nikki Burnell.
I love you, Adrian. I love you.
And I'm glad we could talk about this, Kate, because it's just like the pool game with Rob.
Oh, my gosh. Can I call out DeRocha for a second?
Yeah.
Can I? Okay. No, I'm going to call him out for a second.
Okay.
Because I get in my car accident, okay?
Okay. You're going to call DeRocha out?
No.
I
want to do it first. I'm in post-traumatic stress syndrome right now. Just kidding. No, so I told you me and Rob hung out, like, last Monday because we were going to do a show together, and it got canceled. So we went to Barney's Beanery, had a good time.
Yeah.
We became buds or whatever. So
Adrian didn't like that, but go on.
Oh my God. Well, he called me. He said I was the shit by the end of the night.
Who, Rob?
Rob? Yeah.
All right.
No. We had a good time.
Wait, you hung out with Rob?
But so I get in my accident, okay? Oh my God, you guys are assholes.
You hung out and you didn't tell me about it?
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you ditched me for the movie.
Okay. We'll talk about that in a second.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so what's the thing? What happened with Rob?
I'm waiting. He was all concerned with the accident or whatever.
The sounds.
Was all concerned with my accident. He asked me how I was feeling and whatnot. And he was like, no, seriously, though, if you need a ride to any shows that we're doing or to the radio station, I know you don't have a car right now. You can just come with me. You know, I want you to feel better. Just if you need a ride, we'll carpool down the studio. So I hit him up today and I'm like, hey, so can I still hitch a ride with you to the studio? Because I don't have my rental car yet and I really want to go. He's like, I'm not going to be there today again shooting a film in Redondo. Sorry, next time. Thanks, Dorocha.
You got dumped right there. You got thrown to the side by Dorocha. That's Dorocha for you, man. With the ladies, that is. With the ladies. You hear that, ladies? Dorocha just doesn't have time to spend with the ladies. See, because he has things to do.
He has commitments.
He has auditions.
To his career.
With Dorocha. I'm just picturing right now Rob in his car listening. Going, these fucking guys.
See, and the thing about a comedian is you can't get real true sentiment out of them either, because he asked me, okay, he goes like this, hey, how are you feeling? And I was like, literally like a bag of smashed assholes. And he goes, so that's not good? He's like, if you were a gay guy, that'd be awesome.
So he's trying to come up with jokes while you're
right.
You just got in a car accident.
But then he said, "Sorry, you still feel bad. Hope you feel better."
Oh, Nikki.
Oh man.
I'm sorry.
You didn't check up on me.
I did. I was right there.
Oh, Nikki.
I didn't get any text messages from Yo Adrian. Nikki. I thought you was my boy. I thought you was my homie.
I texted you every single day.
I can't help it, Nikki.
I was talking.
I don't think Adrian would give me a ride to LAX if I needed one.
I don't want to give you a ride.
It's not that I don't want to. It's that I can't because I don't know.
It's because I was too busy doing jumping jacks naked.
I just don't have a car. You know that feeling.
I know. But you've got a cell phone.
I called you every day.
Web of lies. Okay, can we stop this?
Yeah, we're going to take a break anyway.
You're depressing me.
We're going to take a break. That's our first
Oh, my God. Can I go on that side of the window? I've had enough. I'm just kidding.
We're going to be right back with Nikki and Adrian. We're going to talk more about Rob. And we got some news coming up. And we got some stories about the Sunset Room.
And I'm going to talk about my new dating portal that I found.
And Craigslist and a lot of your advice. We need to give you advice.
Because I got on that new app, Tinder. So we need to talk about it.
All right.
Tinder it up.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're my Tinderoni.
This is how wound up.